And on the market front, I'm going to be in Canada for just for the next week visiting family, which will be nice. And when I'm back, I really want to lock in and start actively trading a lot more than I have been, because I feel like build time is coming to it's really going to be hopefully slowing down. So then I can really start posting again on actual trades, market analysis, investment narratives. For me, I'm just not in a particular hurry because I want to focusing all of my energy and time on the Universal Trade Engine and on the platform, because I feel like this is the single most important opportunity for us to have access to. So rather than trying to juggle and bounce around from TradingView, Telegram, Coinbase, Binance Exchange, you know, Discord, you're just constantly jumping around from tool to tool, just have one unified place where you can access absolutely everything on-chain and off-chain, where you can mirror trades across multiple accounts at the same time, where you can distribute one large order across multiple exchanges online and offline, where you can buy and sell market and limit orders for crypto and stocks and every single financial asset class. It's the sky's the limit. And I think for those of you who've actually actively been testing the platform, you've loved it. And the feedback has been incredible. So like literally pushing a new version out every day. So to me, the market, the way I look at it as is that it's massively inflated. Like when I look at the stock market itself, and crypto is massively deflated. So it couldn't be any more inversely correlated. And I mean, my targets have been, to me, they've been spot on. Like I have not been bullish on crypto long term since the October high, but since I shared with you those exact targets, I'm just not that interested in going long on cryptocurrencies as a sector until we have more blood, until we have like potentially global stablecoin dominance hits like 14 or 15%. We might just need to get back up there. I'm hoping we don't, but you know, but anyways, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be pausing all trading indefinitely. It just means that I'm not going to have a blind bias long or a long-term bias long for crypto until I feel we've truly materially hit a bottom. And because we're still in a very bloody downtrend channel since the October high, and I've shared this many, many times, like until we sustainably break out of it, then it's just not worth deploying too much capital to the sector. So that's why I look at stocks, look at precious metals, look at commodities, the asset outperformer engine on the platform, the AOE, blockcircle.com/AOE, and the blockcircle.com/MRE. Those two are probably the most simple to understand tools. And they're so powerful. And you could see which assets are worth going into. So to me, what I think is theoretically very possible and probably very likely, in my opinion, is going to happen is the AI bubble is going to burst. And then maybe that's when crypto as a sector finally bottoms, right? So you have a cataclysmic macro financial risk asset crash that then drags down crypto and brings us down to the bottom of my targets, which was 35 to 45,000 for Bitcoin and for Solana to go down to 50. And we weren't even that far off from that. We weren't that far off from that. So I just think we need one more complete market capitulation and a flush out that will truly discourage anyone from entering. And then I will be much more interested in shifting more and more capital to the crypto sector. But the AI bubble, the fact that it's so incredibly, massively overvalued it makes the valuations are unsubstantiated. Like there are some projects that are worthy and some projects that are funded that are not worthy. And I could just see that blind optimism and that irrational exuberance. And I promise you 100% that this is a bubble. I can show you quantitatively, and I will show you, and I'm going to be posting a lot more, but I've just been really laser focused on building. And it's, I believe it's in your best interest too, that I build. So I mean that humbly. Like, I think it's in everyone's best interest if I'm focusing all of my time on building and deploying the platform, because it's just, that's what the team is laser focused on right now. And that's what we're locked in doing, because it's the most complicated element of everything we're doing. So hopefully this is making sense. I know, you know, you're not seeing a lot of posts from me. It's because I don't want to multitask. I want to be absolutely locked in what I'm doing. So hopefully it's making sense. If there are any questions, please ask. If you guys want me to do more live streams and so forth, I'm happy to do those. Those don't require a huge amount of effort on my end. And yeah, happy to do that.